We don't know where the spirit comes from or where it goes when we die, but people of faith sense some kind of circular flow, a portal from and to the divine. Life passes in an instant, and suddenly we are confronted with the difference between eternity and forever. Eternity is what we hope to experience with our loved ones when our second hand reaches 12 again. Forever is the time it takes to get there, the time left living without them here on earth. Time is elusive. Days can seem endless, and yet the years pass quickly. I found this when my children were babies. What might feel like 3 in the afternoon was often, in reality, only 11 in the morning. And yet, in the blink of an eye, they are now in their 20s. Similarly, when in the throes of grief, the hours can drag as we wait for the sound of feet that will never come. But the next thing we know, months or years have gone by. "I never thought I could live this long without your father," my mother says with a sigh. I sense the disappointment in her voice. They had always hoped to die together, or at least close together. But that has not been the case. For her and for many, the vow to love and to cherish until death do us part was a bit short-sighted. Death is not the finish line. Love does not cease with death. What do we do with the forever that separates us from our loved ones? It is a daunting proposition. Even if we have complete faith that we will one day be reunited, we must find a way to cope with their absence for the duration of our earthly lives. Part of us is like the child who, when told his pet had died, nodded in understanding before asking, "But when is she coming alive again?" Or the one who said to her grandmother, "Grandma, I know that Grandpa is in heaven, but I'm tired of him being there. Don't you think it's about time he came home?" When death comes, we have no choice but to accept it. It is an event that has happened at a specific moment in time, marked by a date and confirmed by all the rituals and legalities that follow. Forever, on the other hand, is something the heart cannot immediately comprehend. The full weight of forever can feel like a ship slowly taking on water. Each day it becomes more apparent, and a feeling of helplessness in the face of it sometimes threatens to sink us. Compounding the pain of forever are all the nevers that accompany it. I will never see him again. She will never walk through the door. I will never hear, "Hey, Mom." These thoughts can run on a painful, endless loop as we go about our days, like a record that keeps skipping back to the same terrible place. It's difficult to move forward when we dwell on that which cannot be changed. If we remain too long in the shadow of what has happened, we can become shadows ourselves. Sometimes we are searching for our loved ones, sometimes for a part of ourselves, for the people we were before this loss. But our loved ones cannot be found in the darkness of never, because they exist now in the light of eternity. The flip side of never is always. Always transcends never, and it opens the future like a sunbeam breaking through a stormy sky. A small band of friends, mourning an unfathomable loss, experience this over